Equip me, Lord, with the belt of truth. May your truth rule in my heart and be in my mind and on my lips. Equip me with the breastplate of righteousness. Apart from you, there is no righteousness. But through Jesus, I have been born again and made righteous in your sight. May I live as a righteous person. With feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, may I reflect the gospel in my words and actions, that through me, with my every encounter, others may be drawn one step closer to you. With the shield of faith, may I take you at your word concerning promises about the present and future promises of everlasting love, abundant life, and so much more. With the helmet of salvation, remind me that nothing can separate me from your love and that I've been saved by grace. In your grace, help me to say no to all ungodliness and worldly passions and to live a self-controlled, upright, and godly life. Equip me, Lord, with the sword of spirit, the word of God. May your Holy Spirit reign in my life and bring to my mind just the right Bible verses to be in my heart and on my lips. May I be filled with the Spirit and ready with Scripture, as you were, Jesus, when the devil tempted you. Finally, keep me in an attitude of prayer. Remind me to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Cause me to be alert and always praying for the saints, to be joyful and to give thanks in everything. So this is a tool from Navigators, and it's a tool that's meant to be shared because God equips us with spiritual armor so that we, through prayer, can stand against attacks of discouragement and doubt. So if you are feeling doubtful, if you are feeling addicted, if you are feeling helpless and hopeless and negative, if you are feeling sad, if you're feeling down, these are the ways that the darkness tries to limit you from doing God's work here on the planet. And many times we get attacked in our sleep, we get attacked when we walk among negative people, we get attacked through toxic food, toxic water, through governments, through all those different entities that try to dominate and control us. So you can use this putting on the armor of God prayer before you go to sleep. You can use it to pray over your children and before you go out into the world, to protect yourself from spiritual attacks, entities, dark spiritual hijackings, and that soul recruitment that the enemy is right now is trying to get away with. Put on the armor is a prayer that's based on Paul's exhortation in Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, using God's word, the sword of the Spirit, as we struggle not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms.